May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Matthew chapter 4 gives a different kind of account of the two other gospels in referencing, or the gospels that referencing the Jesus going into the wilderness and being tempted by the devil. Mark's is very short. Luke's is very similar to Matthew, but the beginnings are different. And Matthew says this in verse 1 of chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now, the Luke passage indicates that he was led about in the Spirit while being tempted, as if Jesus was a victim of temptation. But this verse said he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness for the purpose of being tempted by the devil. There was a divine purpose in it. It wasn't just that Jesus was out in the wilderness fasting, and while he was there, the devil came along and attacked him. Matthew makes it clear that Jesus went out there intentionally to confront the devil, to put himself in a position for these temptations to occur. So one of the things I've talked about, particularly in the last year, is that the truth is that it wasn't so much that Jesus was being attacked for 40 days as much as it was that Jesus went on the attack for 40 days. He intentionally went into the wilderness for the purpose of confronting the enemy and being confronted by the enemy. And we know that again and again, Jesus used the sword of the Spirit. He would quote the word of the Lord and said, "Thus saith the Lord, the Lord is written." And eventually the enemy left, it said, until an opportune time, because he couldn't get Jesus to give in, to worship him, which is what he wanted. But to come back to that thing that says that Jesus didn't just go into the wilderness and while he was there he got hit and attacked, that Jesus went into the wilderness for the purpose of attacking the devil. And what we've said in the last year and a half or so, is that here's the purpose, at least one of the purposes. Jesus went into the wilderness as the Son of Man. Again, I know I say this over and over again, but so we don't get confused, Jesus was 100% God, and he was 100% man. But Scripture makes it very clear that he voluntarily laid down his right to act out of his independent deity. And he lived as the Son of Man in utter dependence on the Holy Spirit. God doesn't need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, yet Jesus, as the Son of Man, was. In his baptism, the Holy Spirit came upon him and remained on him. And all the reasons we've talked about why Scripture is very clear and what the church has always believed, that Jesus, though God, lived as man, Spirit-filled man. But there are several places in Scripture that talks about the fact that Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. That Jesus came and died for us. He took fallen humanity to the grave with him. He rose up as a new creation, but also he rose up with a whole new humanity. And for everyone who receives Christ as their Lord and Savior, they participate in that. They become new creations, one with Jesus in his resurrection. As again, Romans chapter 8 says he's the firstborn among many brethren, that Jesus was the prototype of a whole new humanity of which we were supposed to be like him, the likeness of Christ. And so what Jesus did, he went into the wilderness and he attacked the devil, and he was announcing to him that he was a prototype of a whole new human race, a whole new humanity of born-again people who would look and act just like him, who would carry his presence and carry his anointing. He was putting the devil on notice that his time was up, that the kingdom of God was here, and that those of us who come after him would continue to do what he had done to reveal his likeness and to destroy the works of the devil. That's the whole thing of the temptations in the wilderness, not just Jesus being attacked, but Jesus being on the attack. Now, here's a key thing when we think about Jesus' humanity. Again, he didn't face the devil in the wilderness as God. He faced the devil in the wilderness as man, because he was the author and the perfecter of faith. He came to teach us how to live as the second Adam, because the first Adam blew it. So there's a key statement that comes just before Jesus goes out into the wilderness to confront the devil that helps me understand, like, how is he able to walk in such confidence in faith? It's one thing, as man, it's one thing to stand under attack in faith. It's another thing to go beyond that and go on the attack. You're not just standing and surviving the battle, but you're going on the attack and destroying the works of the enemy. Even the works of the enemy as he comes to attack us. And here's what it says. After his baptism and the Holy Spirit come upon him, it says in verse 17 of chapter 3 of Matthew, "And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying," and the language there is written in such a way that he was saying it again and again. So it's not just that God said it one time. He repeated himself. I don't know how many times, but he said it over and over again, this voice coming out of the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." I love the Mark passage because it's more personal. In Mark chapter 1, verse 11, it says, "And a voice came out of heaven, out of the heavens, saying, Thou art my," not "this is my beloved," but "you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." It says in 1 John chapter 4 that perfect love casts out fear. And one of the things that we know that Jesus walked in confidence in his Father's love for him. Not just in confidence in his Father's love for him, but the Father was pleased with him, that he had the Father's pleasure. This was God the Father speaking this to Jesus personally. Not just, "This is my beloved Son," but "you are the object of my love, and I am well pleased with you. Now go on the attack." The very next verse, there shouldn't be a chapter division, Jesus goes on the attack. He went on the attack, and he was able to not just stand under attack, but be on the attack because he was walking in faith. Everything Jesus did, he did by faith. He was able to walk in a high level of faith as the Son of Man because he had heard again in his heart, as a man, how much the Father loved him and how pleased the Father was with him. That's foundational to everything we do in the Spirit. The degree that you and I walk in faith is going to be the degree to which we believe God loves us. That love of God is perfected in us, that we're confident in his love of us. And to the degree that we believe he's pleased with us. We know that he loves us and accepts us unconditionally. It starts there. But to know that God's pleased with me, of course, Jesus didn't walk in any sin, but it's to know that I'm not casually, in any kind of compromisingly way, just yielding to and being indifferent about some area of known sin and rebellion. It's very hard to walk in faith when that's happening, because even though you should never walk in shame and condemnation, there's such clutter going on. When you're living a life of compromise, there's such clutter going on, it becomes very difficult to believe that God's going to back up your act in the battle. So again, what was the foundation of Jesus' extraordinary faith to not just handle the attack, but then to go on the attack? One, he was absolutely confident that his Father cherished him. And he heard the Father's voice say, "I'm pleased with you. I'm well pleased with you." And that gave Jesus, as the Son of Man, the confidence to go destroy the works of the devil in this confrontation. I don't know what wilderness situation you might be going through or some kind of attack you might be under. God doesn't want you just to put your hands over your head and survive it. God wants you to go on the attack and take out the sword of the Spirit. Confident. Your faith, confident. Love, faith, it says in Galatians 5:6, works through love. Only as you're confident in his love for you and in his pleasure, you and I be able to walk in the kind of faith that destroys the works of the devil. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.